Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody up in here tonight needs a breakthrough, and you came here looking expecting for something to happen for you. Well, I came to let you know that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Alive.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Happy Sunday. You are listening to Sunday Salvation. I am Counselor Amira Pierman, a.k.a. at Amira7. And we are going to go ahead and get started. We are on the BDSIR network right now. You can call in 347-637-3859. Participate in our discussion. We are going to have some fun today. We're also going to, of course, get into a little bit of scripture, but more, you know, we're going to talk. The topic is Venus versus Mars. And basically what's going on is we're going to talk about the men this week and the women next week. So it's a two-parter. And what we're going to do is we're just going to discuss, you know, the tendencies of men. You know, I was doing a little reading, a little bit of research, and, you know, there's some things that I want to bring up. In the spirit of Valentine's Day, which we had a wonderful week of celebration for Valentine's Day and then the following day for the side chicks. So we're going to go ahead. We're just going to have a good time, talk about it. So we're going to go ahead and play maybe one more song. Mike Knox is going to be my special guest. And if any of you have ever listened to our broadcast together, you know that we are going to have a good time. And he is actively on the switchboard, as you can hear, because I don't normally do the sound effects. I'm going to play a song that Mike actually picked for this episode, one of his favorite songs. Then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about what is going on with the men. The first thing that we're going to talk about is expressing yourself. So, you know, men, go ahead and chime in. Feel free to push the button, and we're going to talk about how you guys express yourself. That's the first thing we're going to get into. As of right now, we are going to play some Walter Hawkins. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Sunday Salvation.
Come on. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta
live out my dreams so I can be what you plan for me. Not just for me, but so they can see much more of him and less of me.
Right before I die, I gotta
love my enemies.
If you're ready, get up and live.
told you it ain't over for you. I see you living, I see you making it. But yo, right before I live, I have to die.
All right, you're listening to Sunday Salvation. Obviously, that was not Walter Hawkins. I had a bit of a technical difficulty on this end, but one of my favorite songs by Kirk Franklin, Before I Die, is what we played. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and bring up the CEO, Mike Knox, and we are going to get right into this discussion, Venus versus Mars.
Thank you for having me, baby.
Thank you. I'm so glad that I was able to convince you to be on the show with me today so that we can go ahead. What'd you say?
On a Sunday afternoon.
On a right.
Hockey's on Daytona 500. But I'm here for you because I love you. So let's talk.
Okay. Okay. Let's talk, Mr. CEO Mike Knox. The first thing I want to discuss is how men express themselves. So one thing that I read was that when a man, like, is overwhelmed when he's going through something, when he's stressed out or whatever, he kind of retires to his cave where he kind of, you know, he doesn't necessarily want to, because it can be so impactful. He doesn't necessarily want to focus on those things. So what he would do is he would focus on us, you know, on read the newspaper, surf the internet, watch some sports, play the video game, kind of consume himself with problems outside of the ones like tasks outside of the ones that he would normally face at home to kind of relax himself.
Okay.
That is completely accurate.
That is completely accurate. That's in most cases, and most men, and not all men, obviously, but in most cases, we would choose to, I guess, in a way, it's not copping out of the problem. It's stepping away from the problem to maybe get some time, some clarity, and focus on some things differently.
Okay. Okay. Do you have what is your thing? What is the thing that you do?
Well, they've changed over the years. Before it would be, you know, probably going somewhere and smoking some weed, you know. In my young boy days, you know, get somewhere and smoke some weed. went from that to in my older young boy days, you know, for me it was playing a video game all the time.
Okay.
You know, I would come home from work and I would, you know, sit down on Madden until the time it was time to eat dinner and get back on after dinner if there was something, you know, being oblivious to what's going on around me at the same time. Not good all the time, but, you know, that's how I got away from reality.
Okay. So then at what point do you determine to come out of your cave? Like, because, you know, from my understanding is, you know, once you actually go into your cave and you, you know, try to relax yourself or whatever, you know, as a woman, we're like, okay, well, what's wrong? How come you won't talk to me? You know, tell me what's going on. That's how we're feeling.
At what point
do you determine that you're going to come out?
Well, each man knows his lady differently. You know what I'm saying? So it would have to depend on the situation. Why did I go in the cave in the first place?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? A man doesn't just go in there. We're not going to, you know, go inside our shell, so to speak. You know what I mean? Not you shouldn't. That man shouldn't do that. So why did I go in the cave the first time? Obviously because maybe I couldn't speak to her at the time.
Okay.
What I was saying wasn't getting through.
Okay.
Maybe I didn't have an answer for what was going on. You know
okay.
what I mean? So I stepped away. And then once, you know, depending on that situation, once he steps away, you know, and he decides to come back out because he's got some clarity of the situation or whatever put him in the cave in the first place. So it depends on the situation.
Okay. Okay, I can take that. I can take that. Okay, so I have another one for you then. This is another statement. Men are motivated by when they feel needed. For instance, when you're in a relationship, apparently from what I've read, the feeling to feel needed. As far as, you know, support, not necessarily a needy woman, but just a woman who needs you for support, for love, for affection, for whatever, just a woman needing you. Is that accurate? That is a motivation.
I think that's
a primary motivation.
That's a trick question. That could be a motivation for anybody. It could be motivation for you as well.
Well, you know, the entire quote is men are motivated when they feel needed, while women are motivated when they feel cherished.
Okay.
So your need to feel needed is basically your the necessity for you to take care of things, no matter what it is what kind of pushes you throughout your day with respect to your relationship, the things you choose to do and not to do. While a woman, in response to that, responds to feeling loved and cherished and appreciated and devoted to, and, you know, all those other things.
Well,
so,
I think, you know, and this is Sunday Salvation, 347-637-3859. Men, don't let me answer all the questions for you. To quote the gospel according to Jay-Z and R. Kelly, it's the power of it's the power of the boomkosh. The boomkosh. I had the other word, but Wise has taken it and adopted it, so I'll let that be his word now. So, okay.
Y'all originally got that from me.
Anyway, I made it famous though. But with that being said, that's what men do. We go to the barber shop to look good for the ladies. You know, we want our clothes to be ironed a certain way and fit a certain way and make sure our walk is a certain way. Make sure we're in the gym so we'll look a certain way. Everything we live in this world, pretty much. Look what what they make us idolize on television.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything to look better than something else. So, is that our motivation? Yeah, that and money. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Or the bigger case, at least in my case, is to take the words from Beyonce. So that's right, fellas. I watched the Beyonce special yesterday as well. Okay, despite still watching that All Star Weekend, but when she said, "This is what we work hard for, to get to paradise." So at the end of the day, a man is working hard to get all the things that he wants out of life. That's what a man should be working hard for. But you got the lines on fire, sweetheart.
Got the lines on fire. Okay.
That's how I can answer that question.
Well, I'm waiting for them. Are they pressing one? Like, do they want to be in?
Somebody has pressed one. Let me just bring that person
live
on
there.
Go
ahead and bring them up for me.
Okay. 310, you are on with Sunday Salvation, Counselor Amira Pearman, and the CEO, Mike Knox.
Oh, hey, what's up, Mike? What's up, Amira?
Hey.
How's it going?
Hello.
I just called in.
This is Tammy. Wait, can you introduce yourself? We don't talk very often. Like, hi.
Oh, hey, what's up? This is Tammy.
Okay, Cammy is a part of the BDSIR network. Cammy, tell me about your show, and then we're going to go ahead and take your comment.
Oh, TG Site, talking science fiction and all that good stuff, and just television and whatnot. I'm sorry, I just got out of church not that long ago, and I just started listening, so.
You hit the one button like you had a comment, so.
Okay,
well,
so, Cammy, this is what we were talking about. The first thing we said was how men express themselves, and then another one is the motivation for a man. Like, what motivates you when it comes to a relationship? What motivates you when it comes to a relationship, and how do you express yourself?
Oh, yeah. Well, for me, it's something I'm still kind of learning how to do. With my woman, I know that she, you know, wants me to be more creative as far as, like, picking dates that don't consist of just a dinner and a movie and stuff like that. So, I'm kind of learning how to, like, go out and find stuff she might want to do. So, you know, I kind of express myself with that. I try to do things that she wants to do, because I'm a pretty simple dude. So, you know, when it comes to relationships, all I really want is, you know, not much, you know. But I think for myself, when I noticed that women tend to want a little bit more than what women get bored easier than men do. So, for me, it's just kind of stepping outside of my comfort zone.
Do you agree with the statement that the motivation for men is to feel needed?
Yeah, I think so. I think a guy wants to feel, you know, needed and stuff. I think a guy wants, for me, I want to be able to do stuff for my woman that no one else can do, you know. I want to be able to, you know, I don't want her to ever need or want anything. I always want her, you know, if she wants something, I'm able to provide it. It's not even about, you know, being rich or whatever, but just, you know, if my woman says, you know, I want to go to Hawaii for 2 weeks, I want to have the money or the means to be able to take her to Hawaii for 2 weeks.
You want to get her with the gospel according to surface. You want to shower her with your love.
Exactly.
It's what you want to do. So, I mean, I say shower on. Like I said, it's the power of the boomkash. You know what I mean? And as long as ladies, you're in the world, and you're looking as beautiful as you're looking in the world, and a man obviously desire women. Like I said, it's like going to Miami on a daily basis when you're in love. You always got to have your Miami Beach sexy on, or you're just gonna look out of place, like wearing tight pants. I don't get it, but there you have it.
Okay, all right, guys. Well, what we're gonna do right now is you can stay on if you want, Cammy, but we're gonna play a couple more songs. I'm in a good mood right now when it comes to, you know, some upbeat music. We're going to have some fun, and we're going to come back and we're going to continue the discussion. Venus versus Mars.
Yeah,
because
I'm waiting for these hard questions you told me I would be prepared for. I didn't study.
Wait. We're going to get to those.
Okay,
we're going to cover some things. So we're going to move on. I'm in a Kirk Franklin kind of mood today. So we're going to play some music, and let's do it. Melodies from Heaven.
All right. Two. One, two, three, four. Ah, yeah.
Rain down on me.
right, that was Kirk Franklin, Melodies from Heaven. You are listening to Sunday Salvation. I am Counselor Amira Pierman. I have my special guest and husband on, Mike Knox, and we are talking Venus versus Mars right now. So right now we're talking about the men, the Mars part of it, and, you know, I have some questions as well as some ladies. I've been reading some things, and I feel like I need to figure out whether it's legitimate and current in today's world when it comes to the way men think these days. If you want to catch this episode or any other episode on BDSIR Network, go to BDSIRnetwork.com. We are broadcasting every single day of the week. There is something for everybody, from wrestling to life talk to video games to sports to two grown men, perfect sex. Everything is going on. The days and times I will talk about in a little bit. But as of right now, we're going to go ahead and continue with the show. And I have some more questions. Mike Knox, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. So check this out. Men are more interested in objects and things rather than people and feelings.
Oh, see, that's so broad and disrespectful. It is.
Oh, my. Okay. Well, let me go ahead and let me spread it out a little bit for you. This is what it says. It says men value power, competency, efficiency, and achievement. They're always doing things to prove themselves and develop their power and skills. Their sense of self is defined through their ability to achieve results. They experience fulfillment primarily through success and accomplishment. Everything that they do is a reflection of these values. Their dress is designed to reflect skills and competence, whether they are police officers, soldiers, businessmen, scientists, cab drivers, technicians. They all wear something to reflect their competence and power.
Ugh.
Talk about it, man.
Well, since you brought me on, okay, I got to be honest. They made us hate ourselves and love their wealth. You know, that's the gospel according to Kanye West.
Oh, gosh.
And I mean, it's just Sunday Salvation. Everybody got y'all books, so, you know, I got mine too. You know, I have the word of the Bible, but, you know, I'm also here of the world. But that's the truth. That's a true statement. I make this statement because it's true. I made this statement because it's real. We grew up in a world of, and I'm guilty of it as well with my kids. Look how you keep your shoes clean. This is how you cover your room. Make sure you put a T-shirt on. You have to have a belt on when you go outside. It's about an appearance. It's about a – because when you stand next to a man, I believe Dr. Morton has said it best in his book about when you're in a – when dogs know other dogs are around. You know what I'm
okay.
saying? So when you're around other dogs, it's just something – and it's just the animal magnetism, me being a Leo. It's that me wanting to be dominant no matter where I am, no matter who I'm around, for Wash, a Bass, being an Omega, and things along those – you know what I mean? That's just how men – most men in general are just a dominant species. We have been brought up to be dominant, to be in control. So when you're in the company of another male, that definitely becomes a power trip in that statement to me, to answer – to be part of the answer to the question. But, you know –
okay, so the question was, though, men are more interested in objects and things rather than people and feelings. So do you think that the objects and things that you have, the objects and things that you display, are more a reflection of yourself? Are you more concerned about that than you are about your actual relationships? And do you think that your things and your objects will develop your relationships? Like, are they responsible for your relationships?
No, I wouldn't say they're responsible for them because, again, the question, and I'm glad you redirect me back. I have I get off point sometimes. So it's not the stutter, shut up. I have the men in general. In the beginning, in your young stages, that's what you tend to do. You tend to think that me having the better shoes or me having a nice car will get me the girl and the lady that I want. And so with that in mind, you, like I said, you tend to build that of what you've been as a child anyway. But then once you get older and more mature and you actually do fall in love with that lady and the one that you want to be with, then you begin to
you know, you want to start caring for that person and other people in general. I could be the first one to admit, for me, I was a user. I took advantage of whoever would let me take advantage of them, and I continue to do it. I have a hard time doing it now, and it takes me being more mature and saying, you know, some people also always know what's going on. So I can't take advantage of people now, and I don't want that, you know, that karma to come back around. So I try to treat people the same way I want them to treat me. So, again, it's a level of maturity.
Okay. All right. I'll take that. I wonder if Cammie has something to say about that. Where is he? Cammie, do you have something to say about that? You listening?
Yeah, I'm listening. I don't, you know, material things are nice and stuff, but I've never been a dude to value that over, like, you know, people that I can, like, trust and depend on. That's just me personally, you know, especially wouldn't value any material object over my woman.
Right.
That's just not happening. I think sometimes women, like there was a time where I wasn't working for a long time, and my girlfriend had to pay for a lot of stuff, and it made me feel less significant, you know, and I was kind of using not having a job to, you know, define. I thought it didn't, like, my girlfriend was getting frustrated with me because I wouldn't really, like, put any input on things. She'd, like, want to pick a date and stuff, and I'd be like, well, I ain't got no money, so I don't care what you want to do, you know. And if you're talking in terms of that type of thing, I think that there a guy does like, you know, having things in that regard, because, you know, you a guy needs to feel I just don't feel right with my woman paying for everything. So I mean,
so
I hope
agree
I'm,
with.
Go ahead.
Do you agree with a man's sense of self is defined through his ability to achieve results? Do you agree with that?
I definitely agree with that. I think that that's just it. I don't. For me personally, if I can't achieve what I need to achieve, I feel less significant. If I'm not working, if I don't have a job, I don't feel as worthwhile as I do when I do have a job. You know, if I don't have income, if I can't do what I need to do for my woman and stuff, it makes me feel it does make me feel less significant.
That
it shouldn't, but it does.
That gospel according to Joe, all the things your man won't do come into play, and then next thing you know, you're going to start having insecurities because you're not taking care of what you got to take. That's where men continue to strive to have better, is because they don't want that other guy to come along and can say, well, okay, I didn't provide or do the best that I could to provide. And that's when you hope that you got a lady that's not materialistic driven either. You
yeah,
know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
You hope you'll have a woman that's going to leave you for the dude that could.
Right. Just because
he
got you into that dinner place or that restaurant that I couldn't get you in. You know what I mean?
That's one of my worst fears, too.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, me not being able to do something and my woman getting with the guy that can do give her the stuff that I can give her, you know?
Right. Well, all right. That all makes sense. So far it seems like very, very simple common sense things. Maybe guys are not as complex as we think that they are, ladies. It's important that you guys call in and give us some feedback on your opinions on this. 347-637-3859. Guys, we're going to go ahead and move on to another question or another statement. To offer a man unsolicited advice is to presume that he doesn't know what to do or that he can't do it on his own.
That's that perpetual young boy mentality again. And that's a word that I picked up on. You know me as being my wife. Once something goes in my head that I believe is a very good, I kind of run with that for a while. And I keep saying that, and the reason why I keep referring to that statement and that mentality is because that's the majority of the men that are out there are doing right now. They're so driven by trying to be so dominant into that whole – remember, guys – we are living single. You know, that told us right there that ladies were becoming more independent. You know what I mean? And then so for a man to a real man, only a young boy would get mad about the lady that he's with or something like, you know, a lady that he's interested in giving him advice on something.
Well, it's not so much giving advice as unsolicited advice. Like, I know that there are times when you have been, sharing something or you've been upset or frustrated and I offer a suggestion or for whatever reason and you just weren't in the mood to receive it at that moment. Like, you may have been in a cave moment.
Okay.
And because of that, you've kind of been like, I got it, babe. Just let me. And you kind of seem agitated.
In that example, in what you're using, and as soon as you said it, I had one of those feelings come to me. It's not that your advice is unwarranted or unrespected, or the respect level isn't there of what you're going to say. It's more or less as okay, I got it. Some things, it's like when you're doing a crossword puzzle. And somebody walks up and you've been trying to get that word and they get that word for you. And you're like, well, God, you know, what the heck? I didn't work hard. I got it. I don't need your help. You know, it's not that I don't, you know, thank you, but I didn't need it. You know what I mean? I had it on my own. I need to figure it out on my own. Some cases like that will come up no matter whether you're man, woman, child, you know, dog for that matter. So
okay.
that's where I am with that, Cammy.
Yeah, I think I got to say, my woman does do that all the time. It gets on my nerves. I'll sometimes just be chilling and she'll come at me with just, you know, I need to do this or something, or just, you know, nagging me about something that, like, I plan on taking care of anyway, and it's just, I really don't want to hear it at that time. Or even, like, you know, in the past I've had various health issues and stuff, and I just... She's concerned, but it's just I don't want to be hearing that particular time. You know, it's like, and there are times where I want to talk about that kind of thing. You know, but I think with my woman, and maybe I do it to her too, but it's just you have to let me be in the mood to talk about stuff. You know, you can't just.
So you're not one of those guys that you know. Kind of like what my wife is, where sometimes just let you be yourself and I don't need you to talk me through something.
Yeah, I do need talking through stuff, but not at when it's convenient for you to do it all the time, you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I, you know, I just kind of need to, like, you know, chill and take a look back at the scene, and then when I'm ready to talk about it, I'm like, okay, let's talk about this now, you know, but don't bog me down with these issues, you know, when I'm not ready to talk about it.
One of the follow-up statements in that is the man needs her acceptance more than her advice in order to learn from his mistakes. When a man feels that a woman is not trying to improve him, he is more likely to ask for her feedback and advice.
Yeah, I agree with that, too. I think that... there is a lot of times, and it's not even just with my current lady, but in the past, I've always felt that, you know, because maybe I went through something before, but I just felt like a woman was trying to change me, and I just, anytime I sense that, I do get a little extra paranoid about it. Most of the time, they're not trying to change you, but it's just, you know, I already have that in me that, you know, that they're trying to, you know, mess with me, or they don't like me the way I am, so I need to change this about me or something.
Mm-hmm.
I could co-sign on that.
You can co-sign on that. What about you, Mike Knox?
Can you repeat the question, please?
Ain't that something?
I want to make sure I answer it accurately, that's all.
Well, okay. Spare me for one second.
Ah.
It was especially true with me when it came to, like, church and stuff like that. Like, my woman was just all about going to church all the time, and I was like, look, woman, you knew what you were getting into when you got with me.
Oh, so you're anti-church?
No, I'm church now. I mean, she kind of helped me towards that, you know. She was never going to force me into it, and I think that's what she was, like, doing at first, but it was just, you know. Now it's more of a thing that I can do, but with her nagging me about it, it was just not going to happen.
What's the question?
He needs her acceptance more than her advice in order to learn from his mistakes. When a man feels that a woman is not trying to improve him, he is more likely to ask for feedback and advice. A man wants to make improvements when he feels he's being approached as the solution to a problem rather than as the problem itself.
I concur.
To all of that?
I agree with that. I don't think I can, you know, you can pick things if you, that's the individual that you are, but in my case, and I believe in most men cases, I think that's pretty accurate. That's whether it's coming from a female or a male. That can come from his mama.
Okay.
I just think that at just how we are wired, the way we are, again, it's that dominant gene in us. It's wanting to be all that we can be.
Okay. All right.
Every moment waited is a moment wasted.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So each wasted moment, pretty much, you know, you got to clarify of your purpose.
Okay. I got one more point. We're going to take another break. Okay. As a man under stress tends to focus on one problem and forget others, a woman under stress tends to expand and become overwhelmed by all problems. What do you think about that?
We are.
Bueller?
No, Bueller is here. Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
As a man under stress tends
right.
to focus on one problem and forget others,
right.
a woman under stress tends to expand and become overwhelmed by all problems.
Well, that explains me.
That sounds very true to me. Because my woman thinks about every single thing. You know what I'm saying? When she's stressed, she's like, because she's trying to, you know, get into grad school right now. And she's trying to, you know, go to work and then church and all a bunch of other stuff. And she just thinks about it all at once. And with me, I think about one thing, and in the process, I just kind of half-ass everything else, you know. So I could agree with that statement.
I agree too because, like you said, I think that's exactly what women are. Because and the reason I believe I think you guys should take more of our advice in that. But I know we can't change you guys. You know what I'm saying? You are who you are. But that's why. Over time and in history, men are the ones who are better leaders because they can be focused differently than women. Like, you know, you'll take on 50,000 things at one time, and a man can put on blinders and go. That doesn't mean that because he has his blinders on that he doesn't know things are going on around him either. It's just, okay, it's better, and that's like you say, what's the fastest way from one point to another point? Would it be a straight line, or would it be you going to the left, to the right, then back to the left? You get what I'm saying? And that's what that's how men go. Men are just, I'm going to go straight for the finish line, get that flag, go to the next finish line, get that flag, you know what I mean? And then I'm going to pass the baton if I have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want you guys to get too much into talking about women because this part is about men. If you want to talk about women, you have to call in next week, okay? So before you all start talking about us too much, I just want to fix that first.
Okay, we'll fix it.
Okay, I just did.
That just happened.
That just happened. So, with that being said, I see that people are listening. I need you guys to press the one button. I need you guys to chime into the conversation and let us know what you think and if all of this does apply to you. We are going to take a break. You're listening to Sunday Salvation. I am Counselor Amira Pierman, also at Amira7 on Twitter. I have Mike Knox here. I have KME in here. So we have the BDSIR network representing. We just need some more guys and some more women to call in so that we can go ahead and keep this discussion going.
Oh, and for those who don't know, I am testing right now the new BDSIR network TV on Ustream TV. So go to BDSIR network.tv on Ustream, and you can see what's going on behind the scenes here.
Oh, my. Oh, goodness. I don't know about all that, but okay.
Well, I'm not showing a nipple or nothing. So.
Hey, keep them together. Come on. This is Sunday Salvation. Behave a little bit.
Jesus!
All right, guys. Now we're going to play one of Mike Knox's favorite songs. You probably might hear him singing in the background because he doesn't often mute himself. So this is Walter Hawkins, and we will be back right after the break to talk more. I want to talk about how men feel when a woman talks about her problems.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Okay, let's go. Here it is, Walter Hawkins. This is Sunday Salvation. Call in 347-637-3859.
Yeah, that's my song. Yeah, yeah.
Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. Economy's down, people can't get enough pay.
I don't know about y'all, but I am thankful and I am excited and happy and having a wonderful time. You are listening to Sunday Salvation. I am Counselor Amira Pierman, at Amira7 on Twitter. I have Mike Knox on the line right now. That is my husband, and we are talking Venus versus Mars. What's the difference? What is the difference between men and women, and what can we do in order to understand it better? So we're going to go right back into it.
We might be able to live on Mars. I don't know if we can ever live on Venus. Just
right.
saying.
Right, what you just said. So this is the statement that I just read, okay? Men also become particularly frustrated when a woman talks about problems that he can do nothing about.
How?
And then it says, a man mistakenly assumes that when a woman talks in great detail, that all the details are necessary for him to find a solution to her problem. So what happens is he struggles to find that relevance and becomes impatient. He doesn't realize that she's looking not for a solution, but for him to be caring and understanding. Talk to me, fellas.
Where do you want to? What's to talk about with that one? That's
talk about
it. That's accurate.
Completely accurate?
I would say so.
Okay, give me some examples. Let's talk about it. What is it What is it? Give me some specifics, because there are some women listening, whether they want to push the button or not, and they need to know what it is that they did.
Like, my woman will complain about issues at work and stuff, and then if I try to give her advice on it, she'll always think that it's not good advice. And then I'm like, why are you complaining about this stuff if you don't want any advice? Because, you know, it's getting on my nerves. And then, like, just what you said, it's like, I just need support or whatever. And it's like, I mean, I'll give you support without you, you know, giving me some long, drawn-out thing. Sometimes she'll even ask me for advice and then don't want it. So, I don't know.
It seems that when we do give advice, I've learned in our 14 years that it's how I approach you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? One of the biggest things that you spoke about earlier in the show and that I continuously read about, it's in The Way of a Superior Man by David Diem, is to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And always patience with a lady, you know, just in general. And I deal with that with you, two daughters, you know what I mean? And it's a hard thing because, like you said earlier, I can see one thing and I can attack it. You know what I mean? And just because of that animal instinct, I guess, as well, it allows me to deal with certain problems better, you know what I mean, or be more equipped to deal with them better than you guys. Not saying that we are better, but I think sometimes we have the mental capacity, the equipment, and all the pun of that being said, to handle just that. But we do have a lady on the line. We have Miss Bianca Fly from the Anthony and B. Fly Show that has pressed the one button. Mrs. Knox, so want to bring her on?
Is she up? Bring her up.
Bianca Fly, you are on Sunday Salvation.
Hey, how
are you? Welcome to Sunday Salvation.
Thank you. I am enjoying this one.
Good.
Wow.
Good.
The statement that you just read, I think, it's funny. Me and my husband have had this conversation several times, and I think that may be a true statement for us. Just as an example, you know, if we're having an issue with another coworker at work, you know, and it may just be a lack of what we think is respect or communication, we're going to talk about that, but then we're also going to talk about what she was wearing. Maybe her weave was caught to the side. And we're giving all these extra details. And the man is just like, hey, can we just, you know, focus on the point? you know, like, hey, what really happened? And so sometimes, you know, we go all, you know, on this little journey. And at the end, if most women notice, while we're sitting here telling all these details, your spouse is sitting there looking like, gee, okay, wow. You know, so they having to soak in exactly what you're saying. So I think for a lot of men, they just want you to get straight to the point. But, you know, we have a tendency, we have to expound on things.
Why?
And,
that's the question. I know you don't want to go down into next week because you're dealing with ladies next week. But, you know, we can't let something go that's here now. And why is it like that? Why do you guys, take forever?
I think some women are very, I mean, I think a lot of women in general are detail oriented. I mean, if you ask your, you know, what are you wearing today? They're not just going to say, oh, a shirt and skirt. Oh, I'm wearing a red top. It has a bow, and I'm wearing this skirt and it's got pinstripes. I mean, it's just detail. Well, as a man, if you ask, hey, what are you wearing today? A shirt and jeans. That's it. That's all you're getting.
Right. It's pretty much like the way that we can, and this is kind of the way that we communicate with each other. And we communicate with each other when we're sitting, like when we go out shopping with our girlfriends or dinner with our girlfriends or things like that, everything we talk about is detail oriented. So when we sit and we're having a conversation, we can go, it's like we're like the kid in family circle. We can go all the way around and talk about so many different things with respect to the original topic and still get back to it. We can start a story and talk about how disrespectful she is, how she talked about this yesterday, that yesterday, whatever. And y'all are sitting there like, okay, well, what did she do to you today? Well, wait a minute.
Right.
She looks crazy, though. So that's why I have to tell you how crazy she looks for you to understand. It's just the whole – and our girlfriends will be like, whoo, they'll engage the whole thing all the way around. They'll engage the whole thing. But men – because of our tendency, they don't really understand that we like to expound on detail while y'all are very myopic. Y'all are, like you said before, Mike, they have blinders going straight to the finish line. You want to focus on one thing. That is what it is. But I do want to say this. When we talk about discussing these things, in the topic, it's considered a man becoming Mr. Fix-It. That's what they call him in, is Mr. Fix-It. And these are the things that a guy says when a woman is really just expressing herself. And I want to know if you guys have been caught doing this, and how does she respond when you do it? When she's just expressing herself, she's not necessarily asking for advice, she's just sharing what's going on, okay? Number one, you shouldn't worry so much. Number two, but that's not what I said. Number three, it's not such a big deal. So then you get yelled at for it, and you say, okay, I'm sorry, now can we just forget it? And, you know, another thing you say is, why don't you just do it? And then it's, but we do talk. You shouldn't feel hurt. That's not what I meant. So what are you trying to say? But you shouldn't feel that way. How can you say that? Last week I spent the whole day with you. We had a great time. Okay, then just forget it. All right, I'll clean up the backyard. Does that make you happy? I got it. This is what you should do. Look, there's nothing we could do about it. If you're going to complain about doing it, then don't do it. Why do you let people treat you that way? Forget them. If you're not happy, then we should just get a divorce. All right, then you can do it from now on. From now on, I'll handle it. Of course I care about you. That's ridiculous. Would you get to the point? All we have to do is ... That's not at all what happened. Are those things that you guys have been caught saying to your woman while she is sharing something about herself, whether it's a concern, whether it's a complaint, that completely she could perceive it as you just invalidating her feelings, interrupting her, trying to cut her short, and really just being seeming very impatient to her? Any of you, anytime, guys?
I don't know. I mean, that's a lot of stuff. I've probably said a couple of those, maybe.
A couple out of 23? Come on, dog.
I thought the question was, what didn't we say?
No. It was probably easier to number the ones that you didn't say rather than the ones that you did, right?
I mean, I'm not understanding. I'm going to understand Shaquille's role in Blue Chips. These books are socially biased, okay? Because, of course, things have been said that way from both parties. This is why, you know, what's this? What's that book everybody out there crazy about now? Shades of Blue, whatever, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's
50 Shades of Gray.
Whatever, gray, blue. red and black, blue and black, you know, black
that's
and yellow.
That's totally different. That book has nothing at all to do with what we're talking about.
No, I'm
that's
just
a
no.
whole
other
book.
No,
that does not belong with
yeah.
my information.
I know
that's
that
a whole
doesn't. Okay, my point is that, okay, this book is determined to see how different we are, but yet I can still see how all the similarities.
Okay.
That was my point.
Okay. So.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, and I want you to just tell me if you how when you said some of these things to your lady, how did she respond to that?
Okay. Give me number 15.
Number 15.
Yes.
If you're going to complain about doing it, then don't do it.
I've never said that to you.
No, I've actually said that to you.
Exactly.
Next
question.
Okay.
Give me 11.
Number one.
Nope, I want 11.
Number 11. Okay. Number 11 is, okay, then just forget it.
I felt like, okay, forget it then. Whatever that case may be. If you didn't feel like wearing that dress, then okay, forget it. If you didn't, you know, I've said that plenty of times. That's, you know, again, that one said from both parties.
Okay, got it.
So I'll
let
you pick your number now.
I'm not going in circles with you.
Right,
I picked number one, Mike.
Okay, well, what's number one again? Just go ahead, humor me.
Number one is you shouldn't worry so much.
Well, that's the truth. You shouldn't.
Well,
life is like a box of chocolates, according to the gospel of Forrest Gump. You never know what you're going to get. So why sit there and continue to worry about it? You cannot change yesterday. I have just been nominated for a Doozy Award, right, with what I did yesterday, right, babe? Okay. But
really?
As angry as I was, what did I say to myself? I said, it's nothing I can do about it now. Why worry? What's done is done. Women have women have a tendency to just dwell on things, and it's nothing you can. It's like the bath you guys like to take. You like to sit there and soak. The same thing when something's not going good for you guys. You like to just sit in it and open up the window and get some light into your life. And open. That's just my opinion. I don't know. I'm not that way. I'm the one person in the world that said something as dumb as I don't believe in depression. Something like that. Was it like depression or something like
that?
Yeah,
I was dumb.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I get depressed at times, but there's no way I'm going to sit in it forever. I'm just not that kind of a person. I don't understand how people are like that. And it's a shame. And I mean it's a shame in a bad way.
But that doesn't mean that we're depressed. That means that we come home from a long day of whatever it is that we're doing, or you come home and we are in the midst of a long day of whatever it is that we're doing, and we choose to share what we're dealing with on our own with you, and your response is very – and the point is that your responses are very short and very dismissive when we are not necessarily asking for your advice, but we're actually sharing our feelings and what's going on. And your response – all of these responses were just single sentences, and they're very short and dismissive.
I think it depends. I think that the question is unfair for me to answer for all men when it should be – when that response – it depends on why I said it and the situation of when I said it and why did I say it and how did I say it to her. You know what I'm saying? I think all that comes into focus in the play. What I'm saying is that I said those things. If you said something – like, if you walk in the house – and you're having a bad day at work, right? And I'm sitting here, and you know that it's, you know, it's time for the Eagles to play. It's the playoffs. You should know the situation. Hey, this man is not going to pay attention to me right now in the playoffs about something that's not life or death.
I just came home from a day of work all day long. So you're really telling me that you haven't seen me all day long. First, from morning until early evening.
The Eagles,
you haven't seen me
game
all
is
day
on.
Long.
But the game is on.
Pause for a minute. Because you are really telling me that if I come home and there is something that I need to talk to my husband about, that your wife needs to come home and talk to her husband about, and she may have gone on a rant about her day for 10 minutes. 10 minutes when she came in the door, hey, babe, oh, my gosh, I can't believe what happened. Da-da-da-da-da-da. 10 minutes. Your response is going to be, you shouldn't worry so much.
It depends on.
Just because
on,
the Eagles are on?
I get changing the locks because a person said, like, again, it depends on what the situation was going on. Again, if you're coming home and you're flipping out. The Eagles game is on, right? And you're telling me about some chick that gets on your nerve that you've complained about every single day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay, that's the response you're going to get. But if you come home and you're talking to me because with that other ear that we can listen to you, because we can have, that's why we have two eyes and two ears. I can look two different ways and hear two different conversations.
That would make you cockeyed and know that is not the reason why.
But we do it very well. So if
no,
I hear. Yes, I do. So if
you
I
don't.
Hear. I do. So if I hear that you know, something's important, then it's my obligation, it's my responsibility as a man and as your man, as your knight, as your protector, as the vessel to listen to you. So, again, it depends on the situation, in my opinion, and I'm hogging up all the airspace.
Listening to us is not – it doesn't depend on anything. When we
right.
open our mouths to speak to our husbands, especially when it comes to sharing our feelings, then there
mm-hmm.
is no – you. It's not for you to determine what is important and what's not. That is why women
I never said
down.
That. I never said that. In this
that
whole
is what you just said.
No, that's not what I said. Do not put words in my mouth. Nah, I can't be still. You ain't hearing me right.
Well, you
yes.
said it depends. So it sounds like you're filtering, like, what.
Right, it depends.
But it's not for you to filter, Mike, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Listen, fellas, it's not for you to filter. If you do things like that, your woman will stop talking to you.
Do you understand that men don't come home, know that you guys are up or busy or doing something. You're getting ready to go to church. I'm not going to come home from the gym and be like, oh, God, man, I hurt my back trying to, you know, can you help me? I'm not going to do that.
You haven't done that. You haven't done that before.
I've stopped you from doing something.
Seriously?
But, oh, my Lord. Thank you, Gina!
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Cammy,
can
you get me out of trouble, please?
Look.
You got something? You got something, Cammy?
Not on this one. I don't know. I'm sorry. Y'all lost me the last.
I got lost, too. And that's how I got in trouble. Okay? So that's what's wrong with you women. Y'all world
play. You got lost and you refused to ask for direction.
You know
that's
what?
A man thing.
That's what I have a GPS for.
That's
thank
a
you very much.
Problem.
That's a Siri's for. No, I got Siri. And first of all, you should know me. I don't walk into no store and look for anything. I get an attendee, a clerk, quick.
All right. I'm glad you think that this is funny, Miss B-Fly. This is what we go through.
Wow.
This is why it's so interesting. And Cammy just left you hanging all the way out. So we will address that behind the scenes. What I want to do, though, is we are going to, because this is Sunday Salvation and we have 16 minutes left in the broadcast, I thank you guys so much for listening. I want to talk about some things biblically that reflect how a husband is supposed to treat his wife.
I know this is your show, but you asked me to come on, and since I own the network, I'm going to interject you for a second. I'm going to intercede.
Okay.
See, you know how men and women, you've heard it forever, there's five things you should do to, you know, satisfy your lady, take care of her mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, and all that other good stuff, right? Well, there's five ways that a husband, there's five ways to be the husband that God wants you to be for you and for your wife, okay?
Do you have scripture for that?
Yeah, I do. Be of one mind. Matthew 12:25.
Uh-oh. Oh, snap. Come on with it, Mike Knox.
Okay. All right. be compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
You will find that in Ephesians 5:33. No, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That's my next one. I'm sorry. I got to find that one.
Okay.
Three is be loving. That's in Ephesians 5:33.
Okay.
Four is be tenderhearted. And five is be courteous.
Okay.
And you can find all these in The Power of a Praying Husband.
Oh, I love it. Let me find out you read that. Oh, my goodness. Let me find out you read
boom.
That.
Boom! Thank you, Jesus!
Okay. Now, listen. This is I'm trying to think. Yeah. We're going we're going to talk about what a man should be doing for his wife, what he should be doing for his wife. Yes.
Well.
And so these are the rights that a wife has that the men are supposed to provide. Okay? Number one, a wife has the right to have the sole commitment from her husband without the involvement or interference from his family.
I give that applause.
I agree.
You can find that in Genesis 2:24. As a wife, you have the right for your husband to be happy and find joy in you, meaning that he should not be focused on exposing and complaining about your imperfections, but encouraging and praising what is great about you.
All right. Go ahead. Let me find out you study.
That is Proverbs 5:18. As a wife, you have the right to feel the love of God from him. And you have the right to be treated and taken care of just as well, if not better, than he does for himself. That is Ephesians 5:25, also Ephesians 5:28 and 29. As a wife, you have the right to be treated kindly and not harshly. That's Ephesians 3:19. As a wife, you have the right to be understood by your husband. He is supposed to study you and learn who you are and respect that you are the weaker vessel and protect and care for you and be sensitive to your needs.
Really?
What do y'all
really?
Got to do? What do y'all got to do?
Really?
What? I'm just messing with you. That's what
I'm
saying.
I'm going to get into what we have to do on next week.
Okay.
So just take this.
All right. I'm eating it.
This is 1 Peter. That was 1 Peter 3 and 7. As a wife, you have the right for your husband to be faithful to you and only you, and to flee from any temptation that will lead him to do otherwise. That is from Malachi 2:15. As a wife, you have the right for your husband to provide for you and your household. 1 Timothy 5:8. As a wife, you have the right for your husband to answer any questions you have about God so that you do not need to ask anyone else.
Wow.
That is 1 Corinthians 14 and 35.
I got some studying to do.
Praise the Lord. Yes, you do. Thank you, Jesus. You, as a wife, you have the right to be given time to build the foundation in your new marriage. So for newlyweds.
I like that.
Deuteronomy 24 and 5.
Take the time.
Wives, if you know your rights, if the man you plan to marry is unable or unwilling to do these things and you marry him anyway, then you are willingly shortchanging yourself of your God-given rights as a wife. If you're already married, you may want to gently bring this to your husband and work toward building him to the man that God feels that you deserve. These are all things. And notice that none of these scriptures that I mentioned are the ones that Mike mentioned. So all throughout the Bible, you can find regulations and rules for a way a husband is supposed to treat his wife and how he's supposed to make her feel. Next week we are going to – oh, first, do you guys have any questions, statements, comments with respect to any of those that I mentioned?
No, I never heard.
Which one?
I should have as much knowledge. Pretty much the way I interpret it is I need to have as much knowledge as a pastor about God. You don't have to seek any information from anybody else.
Yeah, because you're the priest of our home. So
right,
technically,
I
you're
got
supposed
that.
To be our primary teacher.
You are absolutely right. And I know that's to be right. It's just that shocked me a little bit. That's all.
Understandable. So what's happening next week is we are going to get into women. So we're going to do Venus versus Mars, and we're going to talk about the things that go on with women, the way that we think, the way that we process things. And prayerfully, we'll come to a conclusion where we can go ahead and compromise and talk about how to interact with each other, even though we have these differences that we have. And, of course, at the end, the same way I did this week, is we're going to talk about the rights of a husband and how a woman is supposed to treat her husband. And that is pretty much all that I have. Mike, do you have anything that you need to add? Can we have some closing comments from everybody? And we're going to go ahead and close out for the day.
I like this conversation. It's good. I didn't know what to expect, so I'm glad you actually, of all the friends you have and associates that you know to invite on. I thank you for letting me come on and share this with you, first and foremost, because we are different in this kind of a realm. You know, we are clearly the jock and the nerd in this household, and it's been like that for 10 years in marriage. So I'm looking forward to next week. Oh, and tonight, immediately following for all our wrestling fans out there, just because you love God, don't mean you can't love wrestling.
Shameless plug right now. I didn't ask for these right now.
There it is. The Rock is back. So after The Rock get finished taking care of some business, come check out Perfect Text Talk Radio with myself, KME, Spots, and the crew. Cheap Pop.
Yeah, Cheap Pop. Anybody else? Any final comments? KME?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
No problem. Ms. B. Fly, any comments?
I enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed the points, the last key points you just stated. I enjoyed the show. Thank you guys for having me on.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for calling in, everyone. Those who are listening who didn't push the one button, those who are listening who just want to go ahead and, you know, give some feedback or whatever, feel free to do so. Go to BDSIRnetwork.com. I am Counselor Amira Pierman on Twitter at Amira7. I am the owner and operator of Healing Hearts Coaching and Counseling. I am an actual counselor, so feel free to go to www.healourhearts.org. Within the next 24 hours, this show will be linked directly to that page, so feel free to listen to this episode as well as any others. Of course, you can listen on iTunes and post your comments and feedback there so that we can go ahead and, you know, continue to interact with each other so we can find out what you guys are looking for, what you're thinking, maybe some next show ideas or whatever's going on. In the meantime, God bless you. I look forward to meeting you again next week, Venus versus Mars, Part 2. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and you have been listening to Sunday Salvation.